الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا المصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات مع درس جديد من دروس أو ما نسميه بالأكال. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا المصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات مع درس جديد من دروس برنامج لاكال تعلم اعمل. Brothers, حياكم الله. And you're speaking of the sessions of لاكال, the program لاكال Learn, Act and Call. واليوم نحن مع توحيد الأسماء والصفات. And today we are with توحيد الأسماء والصفات. توحيد الأسماء والصفات has a great توحيد الأسماء والصفات has a great effect on the manners of the Muslim. On the manners of the Muslim. نعم. As when the person knows one of the names and attributes of Allah, he will go and work with it. As, for example, Al-Raqib. So once you understand what it means and the parameter of it, then he will get control over himself, so he does not disobey his Lord. نعم. But what is توحيد الأسماء والصفات? توحيد الأسماء والصفات. The word توحيد, as you know it before, from توحيد الربوبية الألوهية, is the oneness of Allah, or singling out Allah like that. How one can single out Allah in his names and attributes? It is to admit for Allah of the names and attributes that He wa ta'ala, so to admit for Allah what He subhanahu wa ta'ala told you in the Quran or in the authentic sunnah of the holy names of His and the holy attributes of His subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well as he said what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admit for his Lord. So it is either you find the name or the attribute of Allah in the Quran or in the authentic sunnah. So you can take and act as it guides you. I mean the name. And you got to deny for Lord what He denied for Himself, what His Messenger denied for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you avoid the distortion that people of misguidance might have or might make. So you avoid that distortion of what these people make or do. or say about your Lord, Allah? إذن توحيد الأسماء والصفات هو أن تثبت لله ما أثبته الله تعالى لنفسه بكتابه، وما أثبته له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما صح من سنته، وأن تنفي عن الله سبحانه وتعالى ما نفاه سبحانه وتعالى عن نفسه وما نفاه عنه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأسماء والصفات، مع الإقرار بمعانيها الصحيحة، فلا تفوض المعاني ودلالاتها واستشعارها واستشعار آثارها ومقتضياتها في الخلق. So it is also to as to admit what Allah admitted, to confirm what Allah confirmed for Himself, and what He is nothing to confirm for Him, and to deny what Allah denied for Himself, and what His messenger denied. Besides that, you also admit the meanings of these names and attributes. You do not refer the meanings and attributes to Allah, and you say, I do not know the meaning. La, you admit these meanings because the meaning is well known. So the distortion of the attributes and nouns of Allah is to give them a different meaning. That is tahrif. Ta'til is to say they are free of meanings or meaningless, or to deny them all. This is also ta'til. And tafwid is to refer the meanings to Allah. And these three madhahib or methodologies are false madhahib and wrong. سبحانه وتعالى سيد أزل سورة الشورى آية 11 آية 11. قال الله عز وجل تم في سورة الشورى آية 11: ليس كمثله شيء، ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like unto Allah تعالى. So here Allah Ta'ala refuted in this ayah the methodology of those who try to give example or similarity to Allah with something else of His creation. And in the rest of the ayah, Allah Ta'ala refuted as well those who deny the names and attributes. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. In this ayah, Allah Ta'ala refuted the methodologies of the two main deviant sects. The Mu'attila and the Mujassima or Mushabbiha. The Mu'attila, the Mu'awwila, the Muharrifa. Those who deny the names and attributes of Allah, or they admit them but deny the meanings of them, or they try to give them different meanings than what they mean, they are called mu'attila. And we have mukayyiba, mumathila, mujassima, mushabbiha. All these ones, what they do, they try to give an example for Allah's attributes. And that is wrong too. المذهب الحق الوسط هو بين التعطيل والتمثيل وبين التعطيل والتمثيل السنة والجماعة يثبتون ما أثبته الله تعالى من غير تعطيل. So the people of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they admit for Allah what Allah admitted for Himself without any ta'qeel. Meaning without any denial. And they admit the meaning of them, so they don't give, distort the meaning of the attributes of Allah. وكذلك the other party which are the تمثيل. تمثيل التكييف. تمثيل is to give an example for Allah's attributes. To يعني give it away of how it looks or how it is. So Allah Ta'ala in the ayah of Surah Al-Shura refuted both sides. Refuted both sides. وَهَبْ تَمْتِيلْ وَهَبْ تَعْقِيلْ. That is about the sifat, attributes. What about the nouns? Oh, sorry, the names of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is in Surah Maryam, Ayah 56, or sorry, 65. Allah Ta'ala said, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا؟ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا؟ Do you know anyone that has same names of Allah? Or anyone who has similar attributes to Allah? And that's how Allah Ta'ala refuted this understanding or false understanding, as in Surah Al-Ikhlas, لم يكن له كفوا أحد. Therefore, Ikhwan, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to give examples of how to prove the names and attributes of Allah, and yani, we take some qualities of it, and then we give some principles in the names and attributes of Allah. And some explanation to some verses of the Quran which contains our names and attributes of Allah, and some hadith. May Allah Ta'ala extend our lives to the next Saturday, to the coming Saturday, when we begin explaining these things. May Allah Ta'ala preserve us from all those harmfulness matters and matters of misguidance. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to the truth. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any question right now, you can raise your hand, please. In regard to the subject. Okay. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you in the evening in the question and answer session, inshallah, at 11 p.m. Saudi time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.